Welcome once again to the third installment of what we are now calling the Mike Wilson Show, until we come up with a better name. And in the studio with me today is Diane Watson with the Marion Public Library. Diane?
You got it.
We've known each other a few years. What is your official title over there?
I am the communications manager at the Marion Public Library. Actually been there for 3 years this past December, if you can believe that.
And I remember you when you were with the Marion Area Convention and Visitors Bureau before that. So we've gone back a few years here.
Yep.
And you're also quite active with the Marion County Historical Society.
Yes. Brandy is doing a great job. And she's got a lot of spunk. So, keeps her on her toes.
She was on last week. So we got to talk about some of the upcoming events over there at Heritage Hall. So we're here to talk about the library today.
Yes.
So
Where
do we begin?
Where do we begin? Do you have a library card? You said you said you got our newsletter, and I knew that meant that you have a library card or you're
a
registered.
Card.
There you go.
You know what? I can't.
As he digs through his wallet.
There it is. Right. See?
Oh, right there you go. You even have the old logo on there. So you've had that quite a while.
Oh, I thought it was fairly new. And there's one for Mount Gilead as well.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's good to have multiple cards from different libraries, because nowadays, if you are accessing your library digitally and you have more than one, let's say, county or city card, you can access a lot more. Some of it is the same, but there are some things that some libraries are able to let you access just because they have it. But that being said, I started out by saying, do you have a library card? And that's really the bottom line. The library is free. And my boss doesn't like me to say that word, because really your tax dollars are paying for us to be in existence and for all those books, all those magazines, all those DVDs, all those, that database that's on our website, all of that stuff at your fingertips just because you have that card. And if you aren't using it, as a taxpayer of, Ohio, then you aren't getting what your due is. So
certainly. And I do believe, I may be wrong on this, but I do believe that Benjamin Franklin started the idea of public libraries.
Benjamin Franklin may have, but Carnegie is the one that really, set it in motion when he knew that he could give back, and he created the Carnegie Libraries and had everyone, let's say, if I remember right, it's in a lot of the counties, states that Carnegie built libraries.
But I do believe the old library on North Main or South Main Street was a Carnegie library.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Marion's library was an original Carnegie, and then of course we built a new one, and I believe that was like 1972.
Oh,
hope
wow,
you don't quote me on that.
Yeah, it's been a
because
while.
I will get called on the carpet for that. But we are now on Church Street. So if you don't know where the library is in your community, then I would say that we are 445 East Church Street, and that's Marion, Ohio. So come visit us, come get a library card, and you have so many things at your whim. The library is basically open 24/7 if you go online. So you can get digital, you can get audio, you can get magazines, you can get DVDs, or well, you can get video as well. But the big thing that we love about our library, and that we've really offered in 2018, we just did sort of a rundown, and we called 2018 the year of the programs that we did. It was just amazing. One of the big ones that we did in 2018 was, we had a penguin come from the Newport Aquarium.
Oh, wow.
And we did two shows, and this was during Summer Reading Club in the summer. We did two shows, and we had over 300 people at each show.
Really?
Yes.
Now, did he dress in formal attire?
He was pretty well formal attire, yes. And I'm trying to remember if it was a he or she, but it was amazing to see that many people
Now, where did you do this?
The first show, which was like 10 o'clock in the morning, was outside. The weather was beautiful, but there was threat of rain in the afternoon, and we had a 2 o'clock show. And we took the second one inside, and it was a little packed, but, you know, everybody knew that they were going to be a little bit cramped, and he did the show at 2 o'clock, too, and we had over 300 people at each show.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was. It was amazing. Now, the second biggest show that we had last year, or program, I should say, that one wasn't a show, is we were showing people how to make slime. And at the library, at our main campus, because we do have branches, we have Prospect, LaRue, and Caledonia. We made it at each of the smaller ones and then at the main branch, too. And we had 300 people at that program as well. At
wow.
The yeah.
You're drawing the people, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes. I went home that night to get some supper, and I knew I was going to come back at about 6. I pulled in the parking lot about 5 till, and there was not a parking space to be found. And I parked across the street, and I looked in through the window, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Went in, and it was one of those things that you're, like, sort of going back and forth, like, oh, where do I jump in? Where do I help? Where do I? Because there was just standing room only. People with they were building or making the slime in cups, and so people had cups, and they were going through the line to get the certain ingredients, and so, you know, I just sort of helped where I could, and we got through the line, and then ask everybody, you know, if you've got your slime made, please leave the room and let other people filter in, and everybody was really accommodating, so it worked out really well. We had a great summer reading program last year for 2018. We beat our own record. The year before, I think we had 800 kids participate in summer reading club throughout the summer, and last year it was over 1,000, just over 1,000. I think it was 1,030, something like that. And this year, we actually got a grant from the Gannett Company, the Gannett Corporation, Marion Star. Mm-hmm. So we are already working on how can we exceed our numbers from last year. So look forward to all of the great things that we're going to do for Summer Reading Club for this year. You know, and that's in cooperation with Let's Read 20, Beat the Summer Slide, because, you know, when you leave school at the end of summer, it's inevitable that if you aren't engaged in reading or some kind of activities, that you're going to be losing some of those things that you learned.
Unless the kids just, like, turn their brain off. For
right. And there's some that just want to do that, but we encourage them not to. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, the parents, we want the parents to come back and keep the kids engaged all summer long, and that's why we're working on a lot of summer reading club stuff, so... That is,
but that's exciting, hearing all these kids coming for that. That I never would have imagined that.
Yes, it was amazing, and that just goes to show you that last year we really did a concentrated effort on a lot of the programs that we had going on. So I should say this before I proceed is MarionLibrary.org is where you're going to find out all of the programs that we currently are working on and have on our list of things to do. If you get a newsletter like you said you got in your email, you'll see that a lot of the things for February are included in it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, some new titles that are out as well. And then one of the big things that we have coming up in February, and this is, we're really excited about this, a new lady to the community. Is Chris Ramsey, and she is a certified music therapist, and she is going to help us start a music time. You know, we have story times mm-hmm. that we run 3 times a week, 2 different times in the day, Monday, Tuesday, and then an evening one on Wednesdays. On Thursdays. And Chris is going to help us start a music time that will run on Wednesdays. It'll be 9:30 and 10:30. And it's for those kids, you know, it's designed to stimulate kids' development through music and play and motion. And the music therapy is sort of evidence-based professional, which uses music intervention and addresses some physical and emotional and cognitive and social needs of the individuals of all children or all ages. Mm-hmm. So this is for your non-typical, maybe if you have somebody that is, you know, doesn't like to sit and listen to a story being read to them, but music just sort of gets them going. This is the music time that you need to bring them to. And it's geared toward kids from zero, from birth till age five. So we're excited to partner with Chris and see where it goes from here. We have, I think it's 6 weeks. We start on February 13th, and it'll be Wednesdays through March 20th.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll see where it goes from there. If we get a good turnout, we'll probably, you know, continue it on some sort of a basis, limited basis, or we'll take a break for maybe 6 weeks and then come back with another group session. We do story times on a regular basis. Like I said, that's Mondays, Tuesdays, and then Thursdays. Baby time is 4:00 to 2:00, and that's on Mondays from 9:30 to 10, and then we do another one at 10:30 till 11. So, and then toddler time is for ages 2 to 3, and that's on Tuesdays. It is 9:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. as well, half-hour programs. And then family time, and that's for all ages. And if that's for those who can't make the morning times, in the evenings we have it where it's at 6:30 in the evening. So it's still story time, and normally at story time you'll get play and action of some sort, and then stories, and then in some cases you also have a craft. You know, for the younger ones it's not as easy to do a craft, but the older ones it is. And it's those, you know, eye-hand coordination and developmental things that need to happen at those different ages. So it's just really good. And you can, if you don't remember everything that I said today, you can always go to our website, which is marionlibrary.org. And we've done a real good job keeping our calendar updated and adding new things all the time. So I'll sort of go down the list of what we have going in.
I do have a question on the story time.
Sure.
Are you needing individuals to do the reading, or do you just have staff?
We have staff that are doing it right now, and that seems to be working well. There's a different staff member every day that is, like, baby time is run by Kathy, and then toddler time is Renee. And I think Kathy does the family time one in the evening, too. Okay. And then we have a couple of new associates that we're sort of, like, working in. They're helping out with the baby time and the toddler time. And then at some point, they'll probably do their own just to get real familiar with it. Tonight, what time is it?
It is 5:30 right now.
It was only for an hour, but you have another opportunity to do it. Yarn Hearts Cuddly Valentine Day Crafts. We were at the Caledonia branch tonight starting at 4. And on February 7th, we will be at the LaRue branch. And then on February 11th, we'll be at the Prospect branch. We're really trying to get out to the branches and do some things in the smaller communities because, you know, we have a library there. We might as well do the programs there too.
Sure.
And this one, I don't believe we're offering it at the library, meaning the larger library here in Marion, mm-hmm. but we're offering it at the smaller branches.
Okay. And how many branches do you have? Just the three?
Just the three branches and then the main. And tonight when I left, I peeked in on the robots at the library. It is on Mondays through February 25th. So at 4 o'clock, it runs till 6. And if you just want to drop in for one program, you can do that. One evening, you can do that. If you want to come for every one of them, you can do that as well. And we are so blessed because our bookmarks, which is our Friends of the Library group, that through their book sale and stuff, they bought robot kits. And this really all started with Ramtech, too. Ramtech mm-hmm. and Tri Rivers came and helped us out with the original robot program that we had. And after that, we knew that, you know, we probably want to get some of our own kits. So we added to what they were supplementing us with by our bookmarks coming through and ordering kits. Now, when you come into the program, you will start putting together a kit. It might take you, you know, 3 or 4 nights if you wanted to put a whole one together. And then toward the end, you'll be able to have a competition against other people that are building robots too. But it really is a great time for like a mom and dad and the kids to get together and build a robot. Dad and kids, or mom and kids, sure. or grandparents and kids. Yeah. Tonight when I looked in, I knew one of the people that were on the other side of the room, and it was a granddad and grandson. And then there was four other people, groups that were at the tables. And you'll be able to, you get this big sheet that tells you, it's a poster actually, that tells you all of the pieces that you got. And then there's a book that sort of leads you through, here's a picture of what you should be looking at, and here's how you're going to connect those pieces. And then as you go along, you can just sort of see your robot get built. And it's got a little brain that goes along with, a little square brain in there.
Really?
And,
okay.
And they hook it up once you get it all built, and it activates it. And so we are very thankful for Ramtech, including the Marion Public Library, and a grant that made this happen. I think they got it through Honda.
Honda works with Tri Rivers quite right. a bit with Ramtech. So.
Yeah, and Rich. And then, of course, some of the kids that are coming from Ramtech and Tri Rivers are getting paid through the grant. So it's a good learning experience for them to help out in a public place, help kids learn robots. And then, of course, they're learning as well, too. So,
is there a cost involved with that?
There is no cost, okay. No. And I don't think there's anywhere in here that you're going to see that there's a cost, except for in the lower right-hand corner, we have the fundraiser for the bookmarks, which is our Friends of the Library. Mm-hmm. They do their own little thing, but we're just helping to advertise it. All of our programs are free. So as you go along, you know, and that's why you get that card, because you can see all of this stuff that we have available. Family fun nights. We have a card games night for families on February 20th and 27th at 6 p.m. And are you sick of winter? That's what it says here. And being stuck at home, come join us, play some games. And I'm sure that there's probably games that some families play on a regular basis, and maybe you could come share them with us. We have a whole stack of games, you know, board games and stuff that we're looking to pull out, and we want parents and kids to come join us and teach us and play with us.
Do you have Flinch? Have you ever played that?
I have not. Oh, I do not know.
I used to play that with my grandma all the time. It's an old, old card game.
Is it?
So we may have to bring some Flinch over there.
I'll have to.
And try that out sometime.
And then, of course, we have teen trivia video games on February 26th at 3:15. Now, we have a teen area, teen time. So when the kids are getting out of school, a lot of them are walking right by our place, and sure. it's a good place to stop in and take advantage of some of this. So Katie, our teen volunteer, or our teen librarian, is putting together things for the teens to do. And then we have books for kids and teens that are new. So if you wanted to look at some of those, that would be awesome. And then our The Marion Public Library now houses the Let's Read 20 initiative. We go out to literacy nights through the schools with the Let's Read 20 literature, some books that we give away, and then trying to get the parents engaged in the message of Let's Read 20. Mm-hmm. Read 20 minutes a day. Read 20 minutes a day. Read 20 minutes a day. Read 20 minutes a day.
And I like what it says in that little ad there. Read to.
Yes.
They imitate your actions. Make reading 20 minutes your daily habit.
Right. This is actually the photo. We have a photo of Grandpa. In this case, it's Grandpa sitting with the grandchild on his lap, and he was reading to her. And then, of course, we took this photo that said read to, because we want to start that initiative. Because it is really all about, if you aren't reading, there is a likelihood that they aren't going to read.
Most certainly.
And then, of course, we want you to read 20 minutes and encourage them to read 20 minutes, mm-hmm. because the effects of that starting at a very young age is immeasurable. We have another initiative, and this one is quite literally through Let's Read 20, funded by Marion Community Foundation, and it's called Book in a Bib, where we have a board book that is put into a bag that was donated by Ohio Health. And then we have literature from Let's Read 20. We have information about why you should read. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a My First Library Card application, which then brings them back to the library. And then it is given out to every newborn born in Marion County at Marion General Hospital. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing that for, let's see, we started at the end of June, and we've already given out over 600 of those bags, book in a bib. And then, of course, it has a bib in there, too. Then the bib says, read to me.
Oh, okay.
So, and it's got the Let's Read 20 logo on it and everything. So we just love it.
Got to start them early.
That's right. And then, of course, our hope is that we will see some of these applications filtering through that are My First Library Card. We have a My First Library Card is for 0 to age 5. And it's for those kids. They get a bag when they come into the library and they apply for a My First Library Card, or they open a library card application, and they will get a bag with another book. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they can bring that bag back over and over again to be able to use to take their books home. So My First Library Card is another one. If you go to our website, you can get more information. And then you can download a application to fill it out too and bring it in. You do have to come into the library. You can't physically go on our website and fill out the application. You have to come in because we have to take a photo of you, and we mm-hmm. take a photo of the baby if it's a, you know, a My First Library Card. And then you're in our system, and you can, you know, keep coming in, and then, of course, borrow digital as well. So some of the adult programs that we have coming up, we have James Anderson coming this week.
He's always interesting.
He is very. So he will be talking about the Coyotes of Ohio, and he's going to bring a birthday cake with him because this is the 100th year of Coyotes in Ohio. So James Anderson from the Marion County Parks is coming in. We have a writing group, a creative writing group on February 11th. I should say James is coming in the 7th at 7 p.m. Let me see. What is today? Today is
February 4th, Monday, February
okay.
4th.
Okay, yes. I got to look. We had a Wednesday of last week, we had A. Ray's Reptiles that was supposed to come in Wednesday afternoon. And because of the weather, we closed the library. So she is coming in. So there'll be a reptile program at 6:30 on Wednesday of this week.
Okay.
And it's not in here. So
that'll be that's February 6th.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Unfortunately, the weather this year has not been the best. So we've been working on that. Not that we can do anything. So we'll have reptiles on one night and then James on the next night. But that's a good thing. And then February 11th at 6:30, we have Creative Writing Group, and that's for teens and adults. Books in Focus, February 12th, is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And that is where we have a couple people from the staff sit down and sort of go over some of the books that have come in or some of the new releases, and then let everybody know what they're all about. I think we're going to try to do a Facebook Focus, Facebook Live on that one this time, because there hasn't been a whole lot of participation. And of course, we want to get some participation in the programs that we have. Then we have the Harding Home is going to come on February 21st at 7 o'clock. And their topic this time, John Anderson, if you've never heard him talk, he does a lot of research on Harding and the peripheral people of Harding. Norman Thomas, now not that Norman Thomas was a peripheral person of the Hardings, but he was a presidential candidate at one point.
Okay.
So that's sort of how it's related.
He
ran six times for the White House.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it wasn't before Harding. And then on February 26th, we are doing a digital books workshop. And that's where you can come in, you can bring your tablet, and you can sit down. We'd like for you to register, but it's sort of a loosey thing. We just want to know how many people are coming so that we can prepare with the number of people that are going to be helping. But if you have a phone that you want to get your digital things on, your digital books or magazines or a tablet or even a laptop, if you want to bring them in with your card that's updated and everything, we will walk you through the process of getting the apps downloaded and then be able to access all of the things that you can digitally through the RB Digital, Libby app, and OverDrive. And those are the three main ones that you'll be able to use if you are going to access everything digital through your library. One of the things I talked about earlier was the bookmarks of Marion Public Library. They are putting on a Death on the Scioto little murder mystery where they have a few people come in who are actors, and they go through the process of giving you sort of an overview of a murder mystery. Mm-hmm. And then they go to different parts in the library, and the group of people who are trying to guess who the murderer is, you'll go to these different areas in the library and ask questions of the actors. So it's just a fun night that, you know, there's plenty of desserts and coffee and things like that. And then you just have a good time. Tickets are $25, and you can get them through the Bookmarks website, which is MarionOhioBookmarks.org. And like I said, the bookmarks are they're called the Bookmarks of Marion Public Library, our friends group that does the book sale on a regular basis, which will happen at the end of April.
It's kind of like a live clue game.
Yes. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Because you can ask questions. The only question you can ask is, are you the murderer? You know, but you ask questions and just sort of decipher how they answer them. And then you can sort of figure out how it's progressing. And then that also brings me to the bookmark. I don't know that there's many people out there that know that the bookmarks run a little store, a shop, a nice little shop inside the library. And with that, they have lots of used books. They have, some puzzles. They have all sorts of books. If you're looking for kids' books, if you're looking for cookbooks, if you're looking for fiction, if you're looking for nonfiction, if you're looking for soaps and different trinkets or socks that are book-themed or literacy-themed, you can find that stuff in the book market. And on the back of our newsletter and on the Bookmark's website, you will be able to find out when the book market is open. We're really, really, really trying to get it open more often. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for volunteers. If you want to give an hour, 2 hours, a shift, usually a shift is about 4 hours, 3 or 4 hours. What we're trying to do is get more people so that our ultimate goal would be to have it open the hours that the library's open. You know, and of course that is Monday through Friday. And this time of year, it's on Saturdays and Sundays as well. But in the summer, we are not open on Sundays. So coming up, and I'm just going to say this, the book market will be open February 5th, 1 to 4, February 14th, 1 to 4, February 19th, 10 to 1, February 21st, 1 to 4, February 22nd, 1 to 4, February 26th, 10 to 4. So that'll be a whole day. And like I said, there are, if you're looking for a unique gift, or even you have a reader in your family, or and you don't want to pay a whole lot for books, you can come in and look at the many, many, many books that are within the shop. Because, of course, we get a lot of them donated on a regular basis, mm-hmm. and we pull them out every so often, the new ones or the ones that look like, oh, doesn't even look like anybody cracked this one. They probably read through it once and then said, I don't need it anymore. And they donate it to the Bookmarks and the library, and that's where we pull them from. So, like I said, we have, our website is marionlibrary.org. Our main branch is 445 East Church Street, and we are in Marion, Ohio. Our main branch hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday, it's from 9 to 4. Sunday, 1 to 4, and that is from Labor Day to Memorial Day. So, and then our branches are Caledonia, LaRue, and Prospect, and those are open on Monday and Thursdays from 2 to 6. So, a lot of things. I would say just come in and get a library card, and then, you know, you can, there's so much stuff at your fingertips, even if you just go to our website and start looking. And go, what I would suggest is the big discovery would probably be under our databases, our resources on our website, because you can go to the genealogy searching, the census, you know, you can find census, you can do genealogy search, mm-hmm. you got all of the things for kids, science projects, auto repair, auto information. If you're looking up, you know, I have an old car and I want to find a part, it gives you, you know, information on how to access that. So there's all sorts of things underneath the library databases that are in our on our website.
Okay. Well, Diane Watson with the Marion County or Marion Public Library.
That too.
was our guest today. Diane, it's good to hear from you again.
You too.
And I'm sure we'll have you on again in the near future. It sounds like there are a lot of things to talk about. Sometime I'd like to spend more time talking about the research and history room.
Yeah. Oh,
I
yes.
I think there's so much there that we can talk about sometime. We can almost make a whole show out of that.
Sure.
But I understand you have another meeting to hurry off to. So we're going to let you go.
Yes. And thank you. Thank you for having me.
Most certainly. It was a joy. And I was really encouraged by the young people that are showing up at the hospital.
The library.
The library.
You're like me.
I am confused today. The library. Hopefully they're not at the hospital.
Yeah, I would say just stay tuned for the things that we have that we're going to try to work on for Summer Reading Club. We know that we need to keep the kids engaged. We need to keep the literacy alive, and this is all part of it. So
okay. Well, thank you, Diane. And
thank
we will
you,
hear more from you in the future talking about the public library and not the hospital. Okay. And Scott Spears is calling in. And I'm new to this equipment, so push this button. Push this up. And Scott should be right there. Hey, Scott. Hello. Oh. Must have lost him. Hold on. Okay. Scott.
Yes.
Hello.
How are you? I just want to say I've returned all my library books. My card is current.
Okay.
And I feel confident that I'd be a success at the library.
Well, we learned a lot about the library today, didn't we?
We did, and that's a great thing. You know, I love to go to the library to this day. I think the genealogy room is fascinating. I think the microfilm of the newspapers that are stored there are absolutely fascinating, and just an interesting place to go.
So this is our third week of this show, and I think we've had some pretty good guests on these 3 weeks.
I think so. I enjoyed the Convention and Visitors Bureau. There's a lot going on there, certainly a lot going on at the Marion Public Library, and it's a good note to know that there's a lot going on in Marion and things that people can do for free, a lot of stuff.
Most certainly. Marion has a lot to offer.
Oh, without a doubt. And the Historical Society, all the things that are going on there, to hear Brandy talk about that last week, it's fascinating because, you know, we do have so much history here in Marion, not just the big stuff, the presidents, but we've had Miss Americas, we've had treasurers, we've had a very rich history of business. So I'm glad people are still taking the initiative to not forget that.
And that's what I want to highlight here on this show is the things that are going on in and around Marion to let people in on this. You know, there are people that don't know about these things.
Well, yeah, you're right. And, you know, that's an interesting thing because I've always felt that people don't know a lot, probably the majority of what's going on, because it's very hard to cover. It just is. And the more exposure that these events have, the better.
Most certainly. So, Scott, are you enjoying your time off this evening?
I am. I had a lot of fun today on the program. We did some trivia, which I always enjoy doing. So that's always a lot of fun. And the weather certainly is pretty good today.
Oh, it's beautiful out there. It's magnificent.
So who's on the program next week?
Well, you know what? That's a very good question. I have somebody in mind, but I haven't contacted that person yet, so I'm not going to say. And I think this person will be right here as soon as I call them, so it won't be a problem. But
good.
Yeah, we have some lots of organizations, things for people to see. Just Marion has a lot to offer, you know? We just need to make sure people know about what's going on out there.
Well, that's a big part of it. That's a big part of it. Now, coming up, I think, Wednesday on my program, mm-hmm. from 12 to 1, we're going to have Leslie Rizzo on again, who's going to tell us more about this event going on at the Women's Club home on February the 16th. The dancing event with the local Marion celebrities. That's going to be very interesting, I think.
Are you participating in that?
I wasn't invited. Nobody invited me to that.
Well, maybe you will now be invited, maybe.
I didn't make the cut, but I know the mayor's there. To see the mayor dance, isn't that worth the price of admission right there?
Yep. Sometime maybe Mayor Schertzer will come on the show as well. That's he's a good man to talk to sometimes. Good conversationalist.
Yeah. The mayor is always a good guy to talk to. He's very accommodatable, and you know, the inner workings of government are fascinating. And when you talk to somebody who's involved in them, you always get more than what you expect.
Yes, most certainly. All right. Have you had any suggestions of a name for this program?
You know, I haven't. Now, what's your feeling at this point?
I don't know what we're going to call it, because there are some other things I want to do other than public service with this program that we've talked about, and I'll just leave those for people to find out about in the future. But the Mike Wilson Show, I don't know.
Well, it certainly does let people know what the show's about.
Yeah. Now, Charlie Evers. Charlie is a well-known name. Scott Spears, a well-known name. So I can see having their names on their shows. But then you have Mike Wilson. Who is this?
Well, I don't know about that. You know, it depends on which neighborhood you're in, I think.
That's true.
But I've always thought, it's a funny thing that you bring this up, because I have always thought that it's difficult to name a show after somebody, because when they leave or if they get sick, who hosts it?
That's true.
But you know what? You work around that.
Yeah. You just say you're filling in for so-and-so. And well, I filled in for Charlie here once in the past. Remember that?
I remember that very well, and that was a lot of fun.
Yes,
you know, Charlie
was.
Had a cold last week, so I hope he's feeling better. And but he came in, trooper that he was in last week.
Now, the thing about Charlie, back into the 60s and 70s, I remember him so well. That was the voice that we listened to find out if our school was closed because of the bad weather. So that's what I always associate Charlie Evers with.
You know, that's interesting because I think depends on which generation you're in, and I think it changes every generation. There is a certain voice. I think the generation before Charlie's, the voice was Madge Cooper. And then I think came Charlie. And then I think certainly there is a generation of Jeff Ruth right now.
Certainly.
So there's always somebody there who is just synonymous with radio, I think.
And I also associate him with Lady Liberty on top of the courthouse.
Oh, well, there were so many great things going on at that time, Buckeye Chuck and Lady Justice and the Peanut Push, all those things, all those innovations that came about during his time.
Okay. Well, Scott, I think I'm going to cut you off here because we are about to go off the air. So be listening again next Monday at approximately 5:10 to The Mike Wilson Show. See you all next week.